Lanyap, a little something extra. A feature about area people, events, and issues from KEDM.
I'm Bob Lennox. Our guest this morning, Mara Loeb, Director of the International Student Program, and Chi Udinya. Did I get that right, Chi?
You're right.
All right. International Education Expo that is going to be happening here at the campus of the University of Louisiana Monroe. Mara, it's going to be happening next Tuesday.
That's right. Tuesday from 10 to 2 at the top of the sub ballroom A is going to be filled up with things from around the world. And we hope that people will, in the community and on campus, will take an opportunity to come by and enjoy the unusual things.
Yeah, this is really neat. The expo, it's presented by the International Student Association and the International Education Council. Mm-hmm. And really, it just combines, it's a gathering of not only folks on campus, but also for the public as well.
That's right. We're really thrilled this year. I got to meet Donna Hinkle, who's Lilies and Grace. She makes goat milk soap, and she's homeschooler, mm-hmm. and is associated with the group of homeschoolers in the area, and we've invited them to bring their kids. This would be a great geography experience for them and a multicultural experience, and other people in the community who'd like to get to hear the music, see the clothing, look at the artifacts, taste the tastes, mm-hmm. and maybe see their name written in Hindi or Chinese. Do come by and enjoy this.
So students are going to be, so the layout of the expo, they will have exhibits. Students are going to be manning those, really from different countries all across, you know, many continents.
What we try and do is set up the tables by continent, mm-hmm. and then on the continent table by country, and we'll have maps and photographs of famous landmarks and unusual things or things of daily use from around the world. They won't all have people by them explaining them, but there will be people strolling the area, some in national costume, some just because they're students in student costume,
right.
and there to answer questions. I think Chi said that's her biggest kick for this.
Yes. Yeah. Answering questions. I love it when they ask questions and the excitement on their faces when they go, get to learn stuff about these different countries and continents, it's really amazing. So
right. Now, Chi, you serve as the vice president of the International Student Association,
yes.
correct?
Yes.
So your homeland is?
I'm from Nigeria, okay. West Africa. Mm-hmm. More precisely, I'm from Enugu State.
Right.
Yes.
And how many years have you been participating with the expo?
I've been participating for the last 3 years. And this year, I became an officer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And officers have more duties.
Yes.
They work so hard. They're just really great kids.
So you work with coordinating with other students as far as getting the booths together?
And yes. Coordinating, I work with the other officers, and we try and get the flyers up. We try and talk to other students. It's more like advertising. Let them know about what's going on. We talk to our professors, and we talk to other staff, and you know, invite them to come over.
Right. Now, Mara, how have you seen the growth with the expo?
Well, this year we're going to be expanding the Africa exhibit because one mm-hmm. of the members of the council, Wendy Brown, Dr. Brown from the School of Business, has a collection that she's going to loan us for exhibit. And the Muslim Student Association is going to be participating in this. They may even have some Arabic food for us and someone to write Arabic, I hope. And so we are seeing more people get involved, but it kind of fluctuates from year to year by who hears about it in advance and how we can get information out. A member of the Diversity Council said, oh, well, we got on it late. And somebody from the Education Department says, okay, next right. year we're going to get eighth graders. And so each year it's a whole new ball game for us, and we love that.
Right. A unique point of the expo, you mentioned a sample of beverage.
Yes. Well, now I said that there'll be little samples of foods that people can
right.
pay
mm-hmm.
Taste for a small price, but the council buys and distributes for free interesting beverages. I go to the Baobao Market on Desired Street, and I love to look at the variety, things like dragon fruit drink and jelly grass drink and white gourd, which actually I think is bright yellow. So, and we have little glasses, and we give away samples of them for free, something that people haven't experienced before. We'll have international music. You might as well have an international taste.
Right. Speaking with Mara Loeb, the Director of International Student Programs, and Chi Udinya, Vice President with the International Student Association, the International Education Expo that's going to be happening on Tuesday, the 17th, from 10 until 2, at the Sub Ballroom 2, so it's going to be happening upstairs. Something we're looking forward to in the spring, the International Food Fair.
Ah, and that is all about food, and that will be very exciting. We hope we'll have a lanyap about that.
Yeah.
We haven't set a date for it yet. Now, there's no charge to get into the expo or the food fair. We're just welcoming you to visit around the world right on campus.
Right. Chi, I'm sure you enjoy the expo. You look forward to the food fair as well?
Yes, yes. Well, last year I didn't get a chance to cook, but then next year I'm going to get a chance to cook about two different items from Nigeria, and it's going to be really exciting. And it's a great, I think the National Food Fair, it's a great opportunity for people to come and you get to taste what other people, their food items, what the cultural food is, and it's just great because we have a lot of different foodstuff that are going to be on display, and you get to taste it.
Very popular.
Yes.
Oh, very popular and very delicious. I'm sure.
Yes.
Well, looking forward to the International Education Expo again Tuesday, the 17th, from 10 until 2.
If anyone has questions, 342-5225.
You've been listening to Lanyap, a feature about area people, events, and issues from KEDM. The views expressed on the program may not necessarily reflect the views of KEDM or the University of Louisiana at Monroe. Lanyap is produced at the studios of KEDM.